Unit 1, page 26. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Small talk. Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Life Skills. With us in the studio today is Mr. Ron Lavon, a specialist in the art of small talk, who offers workshops that teach people to master this art. Good morning, Mr. Lavon. Welcome to our show. Please tell our listeners what small talk is.
Small talk is a light and informal conversation between people. When we try to start a conversation with someone we don't know, catch up with friends we have not seen for a long time, or simply be polite to a stranger, we make small talk. We do it while waiting in line at the supermarket, while sitting on a bus, at parties, at business meetings, and in many other social situations.
And what is the purpose of small talk?
Small talk enables people to break the ice and get to know each other in an informal way. It helps to build trust between people. It creates a friendly atmosphere, which enables people to get down to business. For example, when former Prime Minister Olmert met the American President Bush for the first time, they first talked about jogging, a hobby they both share. Only then did they start their discussions about serious issues.
Why are workshops necessary? Doesn't everyone know how to make small talk?
Well, sometimes it's an innate ability. What I mean is that some people are lucky and were born with the ability to make small talk naturally. However, there are many who were not born with this talent. They may experience anxiety when meeting new people. They may be shy and lack basic social skills. They may feel uncomfortable and may not know even how to start a conversation. The good news is that the skill of small talk can be acquired. People can learn how to overcome their difficulties and use small talk to make new acquaintances.
Can you give our audience some tips that are learned at the workshops?
Sure. If your small talk conversation is not spontaneous, but targeted, you can prepare ahead of time. When I say targeted, I mean that you know ahead of time who you are going to speak to. In that case, Google and look up information on that person. You can even enter his or her Facebook account and try to guess what his or her hobbies are by looking at their photos. If you see a person riding a bicycle or playing with a dog, for example, you can simply focus on those topics while making small talk, especially if you share some of the same hobbies.
But what can I do if I meet a person I don't know and I can't prepare myself ahead of time?
In that case, you can try to break the ice by complimenting a person on an item of clothing or an accessory. For example, you can say, "That's a very nice shirt. Where did you get it?" Or you may comment on the food served at a party or the music that is played. Ask the opinion of the person you are talking to about it. Most people are happy to cooperate, express their opinions, and talk about themselves. So be a good listener. There is an advantage to listening because it will help you form more questions and prevent the conversation from dying out.
Thank you, Mr. Lavon. You have given us a lot to think about. And I hope our listeners will benefit from your comments.